All right, all right. So glad to have you guys once again. We're going to begin this with anticipation that God will speak to us early on this Memorial Day morning. Now, some of you may have heard this illustration before, but I think it's an appropriate one for what God wants me to share with you today. A speaker started off his seminar by holding up a $20 bill and asked, "Who would like this $20 bill?" Hands started going up throughout the audience. He says, "Before I give you this bill, I want to do something." And so he took the bill and balled it up in his hands and pressed it between his hands until it was all crumpled and wrinkled. And then he asked, "Who still wants the bill?" The hands still go up. He says, "Wait a minute. What if I do this?" He then drops it on the ground and starts grinding it into the floor with his shoe. And then he picked it up and asked again, "Who still wants the $20 bill?" And the hands went up again. Then he says, "You have all learned a valuable lesson today. No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it because it did not decrease in value. It was worth still $20. He goes on, "Many times in our lives we are dropped, crumpled, and ground into the dirt by the decisions we make and the circumstances that come our way. And this makes us feel as if we are worthless. But no matter what happens or what will happen, you will never lose your value in the eyes of God. Dirty or clean, wrinkled or finely creased, you are priceless to God." That's a lesson, my sisters and brothers, that's hard for many to learn and to accept. Once a feeling of worthlessness embeds itself into our minds, it's very difficult to see ourselves any other way. Of course, part of the reason why we struggle with a self-concept or feelings of worthlessness could be chemical imbalance or something passed on to us in our DNA. But other than that, I can think of three reasons, and there could be more, but three reasons why we could possibly struggle with our self-image. One is toxic relationships, where you are in relationships where you are verbally and physically abused or neglected. Another experience that leaves us with feelings of worthlessness and that poisons our self-image is failure. Some people are strong enough to be motivated by their failures, while others allow for their failures to become the emotional prison bars that hold them captive to a restrictive life of doubt and disbelief in themselves. And the third experience that negatively affects our image of self is the constant comparing ourselves to others. To be obsessed with this, my sisters and brothers, will in most cases convince us that we are not good enough and will never be good enough. For there will always be someone smarter, more beautiful, more talented, or have just a little bit more than you have. So you spend much of your lives trying to attain this fairy tale status of perfection to the denial of your own beauty, skill, gift, and grace. And you miss your own personal beauty. Toxic relationships, failures, and unfair comparisons to others are three possible reasons why we find it hard to overcome our feelings of insignificance. But the illustration of the abused $20 bill is a wonderful illustration of how we are all valued by God. There is nothing, hear me now, there is nothing that we have done or will do that will cause God to love us any more or any less than he does right now. As a matter of fact, I'll go on record state that it is impossible for God to unlove you because of what you've experienced. How you see yourself is of no consequence to how God sees and knows you. through the noise and the threats of verbal abusers, God wants you to know that you are worth something to Him. Through our failures, our faults, and our flaws, God wants you to know that none of that separates you from His love. And even if you find yourself lacking when comparing yourself to others, in God's eyes, no one compares to your personal beauty and worth. You are uniquely and wonderfully made to bring Him joy by simply being your created self. So, how does God reveal love to persons who feel devalued and worthless? God reveals His love to us through the love He brings to us through the lives of others. God speaks love into our minds, into our hearts, into our souls. And then God sends servants to affirm His love for us. He sends them to value you, to accept you, to inspire you, and to encourage you. And when you experience that love through others, I want you to be acutely aware that you are experiencing the love of God. So this is what you must do if you want to feel worthy. You're tired of feeling unworthy and devalued and useless. Let me offer this to you. First, know that you are loved by God. So, live like God loves you. Know that God loves you. Then, secondly, live like God loves you. And if you know that God loves you and live like God loves you, God will bring people into your life who will affirm you, support you, inspire you, encourage you, and love you with the love of God. So who are you? Are you someone who struggles with feelings of worthlessness? Or are you someone whom God uses to share His love with others? In either case, you are blessed. So live each day in love with God. Let's pray. On the beauty of this day, we lift our hearts, our minds, yes, our heads, to welcome you, to walk with us, to speak to us, and to share your beauty with us this day. In your holy presence, God, there is no fault. There are no flaws. In your beauty, in your presence, God, we can experience the vastness of your love. Through your eyes, God, you define us. Through our personal relationship with you, God, you lift us to places that will bind our hearts affirmed and strengthened. From the depths of darkness, God, you call us. From the evil prison bars of self-denial and exclusion, God, you call us. And so we thank you for this day. We are blessed, yes. We are blessed to know you. We are blessed to have you walk with us and love us beyond our capacity to comprehend love. You are a God, who stands with us and stands by us in every situation. And the way that you do that, God, is through community, through family. You surround us with people who express your love, your touch, who speak words of life and wisdom to our hearts, who touch us and we can experience your hugs, and know that you are with us. So we thank you for each other. And we honor you, God, for your wisdom and your grace. And that even now you are preparing us and perfecting us for eternity. So we thank you for this day. We pray, O God, in this day that we will walk in this day as if we are constantly in your presence. Yes, we will walk in this day as if we are experiencing eternity right now. So we pray, God, that you would chase away the fears, that you would replace those fears with your comfort, your rest, and your peace, that we will go and live this day truly in love with you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for a means by which you communicate to us. And so we thank you for all that you've done and all that you are going to do. Bless everyone on this line with peace, comfort, rest, and assurance. This is my prayer for them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my brothers and sisters.